The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello and welcome to the McElroy Spectacular. I'm your host with the most. Sorry, I'm very tongue-tied. I'm very nervous. Travis McElroy.
Justin's really the one who, first of all, introduces the show.
Yeah. Justin, do you want to try? Sorry.
I normally do, like, I know we all
he does like
to
a,
do
a vampire, he has like a Dracula, like, guy.
Okay, Justin, already. You do your Dracula. Sorry, go on.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'd say my name three times, and I'll come to your podcast, too.
Dracula?
That
was Beetlejuice. Okay, yeah,
I was
going
to go a different... I introduced the show, and I was going to go with, like, a Beetlejuice.
That's cool.
Okay, Griffin, you want to take a run at it?
Yeah, I'll do...
I kind of felt like I had it, but go ahead.
I'll do Michael Myers.
Okay.
Donkey!
Love it. Love it.
Never gets old. Welcome to our super scary...
He had to have an agent or somebody early days. He's like, Mike, should we change it? Mike, there's a pretty well-known guy, and he kills babysitters.
Bad guy.
You want to change it, Mike? No, I'll go by Mike Myers.
Well, do you think Mike Myers has ever worn a William Shatner mask to Halloween? Just be like, get
just
it
a feel. Off. Oh, I see.
Great. So, what are we doing?
It's a Halloween special.
It's Travis's idea. Travis, I don't want to steal your thunder. Go ahead and lay it out for us.
Well, the idea is basically, while you're listening to this, in the UK.
Impossible.
Yeah, I know. I'm from the past and the future all at once. Time is a flat circle. And you know what I said? Oh, coming up, it's the spooky times. It's spook o'clock. And so it's like, let's do a Halloween special. So we had people send in some spooky Halloween questions. And I assume you guys prepared a lot of spooky Halloween bits.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff.
I see Griffin's face. Oh, no.
Yeah, I have a mummy game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I made up a mummy game.
Oh, there's a whole cornucopia of delights that I didn't even know awaited me.
I wouldn't
have prepped so hard with all my bits. In fact, you know what? I'm deleting them. Okay, I deleted permanently all the great crap that I did because Griffin's got this mummy game.
That'll probably take up 45 minutes at least.
Easy.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? In fact, I'm going to erase the question list. Let me erase the question list so we can do Griffin's.
No.
And this, I'm tweeting or changing the name of the show to Mummy's Boys.
Yeah, Mummy's Boys.
Oh, no.
And because it's just going to be
starring Griffin
forever.
McElroy.
All right, Griff, I'm ready, bud.
I trademarked it. I changed the show name permanently and legally.
Perfect. Let's go.
Okay. So this is the first round of the Mummy game.
Okay.
It's called.
Is it called the Mummy Game? Or
yeah.
Okay.
It's called the Mummy. It's called the Mummy's Game.
Okay.
Sorry.
Great.
Okay.
The Mummy's. It's called the Mummy's Maze. And here's the first round. Okay. The first round is called Under Wraps.
Oh, in like this the one, Disney movie.
Yeah. In this one, I have a secret, and you guys gotta have to guess it.
Are you a mummy?
No, you guys gotta have to guess my secret. That's under wraps the first round of the Mummy's
Maze.
Can
I try?
Yeah, go.
You didn't prepare anything?
No, that's not it. Next guess.
You're trying to bring back your long lost bride on Knocks on a Moon.
No, that's not it. Next.
Do you give us any hints?
You're all scarabs.
That's right. Justin got it.
Fuck. That was my next guess.
I'm all scarabs inside. Sure feels like it some days. Because that's the first round of the Mummy's Maze. It's called Under Wraps. The second round of the Mummy's Maze is called the Pyramid of Shame.
Oh.
And a lot of
lesser people would have said, I want to space this out. Let's do some more of the regular episode, and I'll come back for round two later.
I just want to be done with the Mummy's Maze. I came up with it, but I also fucking hate it.
Oh, so it's like one of my bits.
Yeah, like I came up with it last night in a sort of dream sweat. So
like the bee, Rowan Atkinson made him up, but then it tortured him.
Yeah.
He was like, this is so good. Fuck. He's like, I don't want to make this bee.
Make it.
I don't want to do the Mummy's Maze, but fuck. Like, it has to get out.
I have to
get it out of me.
So this one's Pyramid of Shame?
Yeah. In this one, we're all going to tell people what we're super ashamed about.
Oh, gosh.
And,
wait, we have to?
Yeah, and the idea is it's a pyramid, right? So you want to start big.
Okay, you go first, Griffin.
A big shame.
Justin
and then me. A huge shame.
A big shame. Gosh.
Go ahead, Griffin.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Griff's going to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I at a party... whenever there's a party, I usually don't get invited to those very much.
Oh, and that's
and
a shame.
That's, a shame to
that's
you.
Something you're ashamed of.
Mm. Yeah, other people go to them and get invited to them. Other dads.
Yeah.
I guess I should say now that my boys in school, other dads like
other
really
dads
hang out.
Have you guys noticed? Brief sidebar.
All the other dads know each
all
other.
All the other
yes,
dads
correct.
Know each other. Okay, we can agree on this. All the other dads know each other.
Correct.
Yeah.
100%.
They walk in and the party don't start till that dad's there. Then that dad, every dad knows every other dad.
Every other dad. And
this dad. And they
and
see
they're over there.
Over there. They
and they're over there talking about like how to repair their like sports projectors.
I know how to repair things. Unless it's a car. Or not
I know how to repair things unless it's a relationship.
Anyway, that's my shame. I laid the first brick of shame.
Okay,
in the pyramid.
My shame is that I have been.
Mine was real and raw. Go ahead. Okay. Just to remind you,
I've been telling the other dads not to invite Griffin to parties.
Justin, do you want to really
feel terrible about it?
You know,
it doesn't work if you're not.
I think
it's not
in my
real
young
raw.
In my younger days, I. Was not as thoughtful of a person as I like to think I am now. And I feel like that if I'd been more dialed into that, you know, like thinking about other people rather than just myself, I would have had sort of more friends and connections.
That's great. Maybe more dads would.
Maybe more dads.
Maybe this is an issue we all still suffer from. And that's why dads hate this one.
We have to consider the possibility for me is that these same dads were already popular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And then now they're just like still popular dads. But they're just dads now and I'm still not in there.
Oh, here's my shame. Even though I'm really excited whenever a new Mission Impossible movie comes out, I don't really have a lot of passion regarding Top Gun Maverick. And I don't know why. It just doesn't do anything for me. But like the idea of like, oh, another Mission Impossible, fuck yeah. But then they're like, and they made another Top Gun. I'm like, that doesn't click for me for some reason. And I see people on planes watching it. And it seems like they're having a really good time. They enjoy it. But I just can't seem to get interested in watching Top Gun Maverick.
For this next round, we're all
and I even
eat.
Rented it. I paid to rent it on my iPad, and I'm on day 19.
Go get some bathroom paper. Go get bathroom paper. Oh. These first two rounds are hard because you have to really dig deep and say a bunch of stuff about yourself that maybe you don't want to say in front of an audience. But that just loosens you up for the third round, which is a fun one.
Okay.
And this round is called Under Wraps. This round's called Under Wraps. And for this, you'll need bathroom
now,
tissue.
Now, Griffin, but the first round was called Under Wraps.
For this round, you'll need to do bathroom paper. Justin has some.
We are actually rationing it in my home. So can I use wrapping, can I use toilet paper with the mind?
I mean, you don't get to play this round. I just decided it's just Justin gets to play it.
Okay.
And Justin, you have 10 seconds to turn yourself into a mummy. Ready, set, go. One,
oh, he
two,
went for the neck first.
Three, well, four, I can't go first. Five, it's... six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Oh,
stop.
God.
I always stop. Take don't more, wrap like... anymore. Stop. Put the tissue down. Put the bathroom paper down.
Okay.
That's not a very good job,
no,
Justin.
Put it back on the roll, though, because somebody's going to use that.
No, sit there like that for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Wait, question though. Travis didn't do it. So, correct. De facto?
Well, he didn't get to do it because he wanted to fake it, and he's been faking it this whole fucking time. But you, my road dog, you've been over there the realest mummy is what you are.
Can we jump back? Because I don't think it's fair that you get to judge my level of shame about not watching Top Gun Maverick. Because for all you know, that might be the biggest shame in my life. I don't have a lot to be embarrassed by, Griffin.
Hey,
everything
bud.
I've done is perfect.
Hey,
and,
bud.
Yeah?
Hey, bud. It ain't.
There's other stuff?
Nah, bud, it ain't.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to... Let me take a long, hard look at
Justin
myself.
Justin wins the Mummy's Maze. Next year when we play it, maybe Travis will get his head out of his ass and actually engage with the sport of it that I worked all night long to prepare.
That's actually my greatest shame is that I didn't get on board. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, save that for next year. Okay, I'll save Justin won this time.
This feels more like... You know what? This feels less like a Halloween episode and more like a Halloween party at school.
Yes.
Just kind of like... And I thought about it, like, why can't podcasts have, like, parties?
A party.
Yeah, thank you. This is like our office. This is our office party.
This is our office. Yeah. This is like our office party. I don't know why podcasts can't have party episodes where it's just like...
Yeah.
They weren't really, you know, trying to make it good. It's just like they were just.
But they seemed
whatever.
Like. But they were hanging.
They were having
for real.
Fun.
Yeah.
They brought in a lot of individually prepackaged foods so that it was nice and safe, and everybody could enjoy it. Juice boxes and what have you.
Yeah.
Let's ask one of your very scary questions here.
Okay.
I need some advice regarding tax on. This is cruel. Folks,
you can do it.
This is cruel. When you write them, you know who reads them. Okay, this is cruel. I need some advice regarding taxonomical accuracy.
Nailed it.
Does the term werewolf describe only the monstrous wolf creature of supernatural lore, or does it describe both the monster and the seemingly innocuous person who becomes that monster? Is a werewolf who is in her human form still a werewolf? That's from Lady Lycanthrope Labeler in London, Ontario.
Well, am I a ghost?
No.
No.
Okay. But one day, I'll be a ghost. So, like, by that logic, I'm a ghost already. Already a ghost walking around in
Griffin,
ghost
I'm sorry,
clothes.
But I have to quibble.
All right.
Because...
Quibby with me?
I have to quibby. Once you become a ghost, you can't go back to being a human unless you have the machine from Casper the Friendly Ghost and Christina
Ricci.
Correct.
Your thing is actually very dumb, Griffin, because if you...
Now, didn't say that.
Let me go ahead and intercede.
Justin can say shit like that because he won the Mummy's Maze.
Oh, fair.
And that means that he's in charge and he can say whatever he wants.
If someone's like, hand me a piece of paper and you get the trunk of a tree and you bring it to them and you say, here you are. And they'll
Here's
say,
paper.
That's not paper. And then you say, well, it will be. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I do think it's okay. Here's the thing. I do think they are aware. Once they have been infected in some way, once they're cursed, once they're whatever, what have you, to become a werewolf, right? And they change either at will or under the force of the full moon. Whether they are in human form or a beast form, they are now a werewolf. That said, I think it's unfair and probably a little gauche. Probably it would ruin a party if you see them in human form, be like, yeah, and you're a werewolf. And be like, hey.
Hey, come on.
Hey, that's not okay.
But here's the thing that fucks me up all the time. Here's the thing. Werewolf isn't real. Vampire isn't real. Frankenstein zombie isn't real.
Real.
Skeletons walking around dancing.
Skeletons are real.
Bones. Yeah, okay, skeletons are real.
Yeah, no.
But
wrong coffee,
mummies are mummies are real. Isn't that wild?
That is wild,
but
Griff.
Skeletons are also real in that way, Griffin.
Not walking around.
Not real enough to Griffin.
Not walking around, though.
Mummies aren't walking around either.
But they did at some point.
Guys, I just drank. I had an old coffee here from
like zombie coffee.
That's the pit. I just took the biggest, just ripped it.
Nice, dude. Anyway, I think if you say, "Oh, a werewolf," and you point to just a person, that's not that you are not being helpful. You may be being accurate with your language, but you're not being helpful with your language.
There it is. Yeah,
I think that's true. Yes,
that's true. Good. It feels good to settle one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Hey, you know who else is real? The wizard. And he wants us to learn, by way of Zach, who sent it in, how to live in a haunted house. You just moved in, and now you have had really bad feelings about the place. Chances are the place could be haunted. You may be frightened, but don't be.
Not buyer's remorse. Don't worry about that.
In this economy, it's a ghost. Reading this article can help you cope with the ghost presence. It would be cool if "you may be frightened, but don't be" was a phrase with any amount of efficacy, like whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a parent, if I could pull out that card from my deck, that blue eyes white dragon, and slap it down and have one of my beautiful boys be like, "Oh, okay. That would be so sick." But here's how to live in a haunted house. Step one, take a well-built guard dog like German Shepherd with you into the house.
Now, hey, I know that this is just step one, but ghosts don't care about dogs. What's the ghost going to do? Bite?
Well,
like,
Travis,
the dog's going to bite the ghost's leg? Come on.
Dogs easily detect the presence of the spirits. It will be daring to you also with the dog.
What?
It will be daring to you also with the dog.
Okay. I just feel like, clearly, and I think we can all agree, cats have much more of a connection to the spiritual realm.
Yes.
And
obviously.
So, like, if I was going to take a guard animal in with me, it would be a powerful kitty cat.
Yeah, but the cat, the loyalty there is a question. There's a definite issue of, like, will they just be like, "Oh, nice ghosts"?
No, that's fair. I mean? That's like, a good point.
Right away.
I would want a big. I would want like a elephant or a rhinoceros, something
that's good. Yeah,
because you can't see these things. You can't see these dudes. So you want like something big that can, you know, law of large numbers eventually is going to impale him on his big strong.
You know
horn.
What? If we're gonna do that, then just get me a drill bit Taylor, big old beefy Owen Wilson to go in front of me to protect me from ghosts.
God, he looked so big and strong in that movie.
He was so fucking ripped in that, man. He was so swole. Looked like he ate Luke.
Remind yourself that before you move anything into the house, walk through the entire place. Doing this will give the ghosts a chance to scope you out and accept your presence in their home.
I did buy it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that buying a house is virtually impossible today. And so if that does happen and you've jumped through the infinite hurdles that are terrible society has created between you and a home, I don't think I'm going to have much patience for a spectral hurdle.
Yes.
A dead person who like already had their chance and frankly blew it.
Correct.
Because they died. Right. Like, you had a chance to be the resident of this house and you fucked up.
You know what, Griffin? You have just enlightened me, made me realize how much like having a landlord is like living in a haunted house where just like sometimes you come home and you're like, wait, something's different. Or like you're like, should I fix that? And like, no, we don't change anything here. If we change something, they'll get mad.
And this is just sort of like a little Marie Kondo tip from me, from yours truly to you, is that you should walk through the whole house before you move anything into the house.
Maybe before you buy it.
Before you buy it, even, like, you should see the whole house, I think, before, because otherwise you're just going to, like, carry in a couch and then be like, this room seems like a good couch room. That's not a good way to do
it. Or you could walk in and be like, well, there's no floor. I should have looked first. I should have made sure this house had floors.
Remember, before moving all your stuff into the place, move in as few items as possible at first. This will avoid riling the ghost parentheses S, ghosts, to the changes going on during the transition from former occupants.
Sorry, ghosts. I only got my friends one pizza. I'm not doing pizza again for them. We got to get everything in on this one Saturday. I got my dad's truck, and my dad normally uses that truck on Saturdays, and he rearranges schedule. I don't know what to tell you, ghost. Do you have a truck? No.
If it's a malevolent spirit, like the ghost of a mummy or something like that.
Yeah, oh, that's the worst.
Then they're going to be watching you like a hawk. And so I do actually think there is some great wisdom to bringing in the credenza first. And then like the two ghosts, the two mummy ghosts that haunt your house being like, I'm going to fuck this dude's whole day up. But then the other one would be like, Josh, it's a credenza. Like,
yeah,
it's just a credenza. He's not going to do. But then you slowly, like the next day, maybe you bring in a futon. And you know, murder by a thousand cuts, which is how most ghosts are made. Keep in mind, while moving furniture or other objects in, be alert for any feelings you may have about where an item should be placed.
Yeah.
If you can make a ghost happy by placing a chair in a particular space, it could save you lots of trouble later on. Okay, so I guess they're saying that your feelings will mimic the ghost's feelings?
I guess. So like, be aware of your feelings. Okay, Hey, WikiHow article, are you saying that if my house wasn't haunted and I put a chair somewhere and I said, I fucking hate this.
That sucks.
Keeping that chair right there.
This is the kitchen. What are you doing in your couch?
But without any ghosts around, there's no reason to not put a chair where I hate it.
Whoa, we're carrying this couch through the kitchen to get to the family room, but I feel happy. So set it down, because that's a ghost telling me that.
Are you sure you don't want to just put the couch down? No, this is ghost feelings.
Yeah.
You don't even live here, Doug. Just put the couch down. It's good.
Try to relate to the ghost by talking about what life may have been like in the house if it is an old house, and try to do something former residents would have done in the house while they lived there, like eating some meals in a formal dining room or listening to period music from the time the house was built.
I feel like that has come up in a different, like, dealing with ghosts scenario, yeah, WikiHow, for sure. Because we have definitely talked about that. If you try to say, like, I bet you had a hard time with the plague, the ghost is like, fuck off, dude. Like, you weren't there. I don't want to hear it.
No, but they're not talking about that. They're talking about get out the old, you know, phonograph and throw down the fucking Charleston, and you will hear ghosts just like, yes! Yes! Oh, but what if it's Charleston? Like, fuck yes!
It's 2022. What if it's a ghost from the 90s or something who are like, what the fuck? Play some, like, where's my disc master? Come on, man.
Okay, well, then you're going to need sort of a now that's what I have called music.
That's what used to be called music.
but to the next point, Travis, try to talk about big events that would have happened while past owners would have been living here. For example, on October 29th of a year, try to talk about how past residents would have felt about the stock market crash in the beginning of the Great Depression.
Not
the house
great.
Was old
Thanks
enough.
For bringing that up, asshole.
Bad.
How do you think I became a ghost, you dick?
Yeah, what a... Yeah.
You know what? You can just play We Didn't Start the Fire, and if they're from that that era, they're going to fucking love it.
You're gonna love it.
But this WikiHow article sounds like it wants specific day-to-day trivia, which could be cool if you're just like sitting in your bedroom and a ghost hovers up beside you and be like, okay, let's take a look. October 10th. Hey, it's Susan Sarandon's birthday. Like, the ghost is going to fucking love that. They're going to flip.
That's very grounding for me. Thank you.
Avoid the area the ghost is in if they are in one particular place. Try using the room as a storage area and leave the ghost alone. Oh, yeah, the ghost will love that.
That seems like a misread of that scenario of Air WikiHow.
Yeah. Here's my broken rowing machine. You sleep in the room with that now, idiot.
Also, WikiHow...
Don't like it, shouldn't have... Don't like it, shouldn't have died.
If I can pinpoint where the ghost is...
Yeah,
I think I've got a lot more going on here than where to put, like, where to put the good TV or whatever.
Yeah. If it's not like on the ghost.
Also, ghost ain't gonna stay in that one room. It's a ghost.
Yeah,
it moves around.
Do you think ghosts have to stay in your house?
We've definitely talked about this before, but yes. Maybe it's been a while. I think that there should be a rule that if it's been like 3 years, we're allowed to talk about the same shit again. Because there's only so many things. But if you see a ghost on the street, that would fuck me up. I need them to be contained inside of buildings.
Well, the only way, if they have very strong feelings about that street, If they were like a crossing guard who like lived to protect that corner, I could see that happening. That's it. That's the only way.
But I don't want to try to spend a night in the old haunted Dickerson mansion and then like make it to 1 a.m. and just be so freaked the fuck out that I have to get out of there and then I run away. But then old man Dickerson is like floating with me, or like on my block. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I got out of the house. And he's like, so what? Like, so what?
What are you talking about?
I'm bored,
I follow you now.
Yeah. But I think it would also be a pretty positive experience, though, if there's someone who's like, yeah, this house is haunted, and you spend all night there, and you're like, I don't see any ghosts in here. And you look outside, and there's like a ghost on the lawn, and you're like, I can live with that. That's fine. He's out there.
Hey, try to spend a night in the place. Some ghosts try to communicate with the living through dreams. Allowing the ghost to get its message through to the living may put it into the haunting and send the ghost on its way. I would say if you buy a house, try to spend a night in the place.
At some
give
point.
It a hey. Give it a shot. It's worth an attempt. I think.
Hey, slow down. Your jet set lifestyle is really keeping you away from your house 365 nights a year. Try sleeping in that place at least once.
Yeah.
You have a family that misses you. Go sleep in the house.
Just sleep in the house.
Except the ghost. While this may be difficult for some to do, most ghosts will leave you alone if you acknowledge their presence. Like, okay, you lifted up my whole dining table to the ceiling, and then you dropped it. So I saw that. I saw that, okay? Like,
thank you. Bye.
Heard all day. Heard. Got it. Thank you. You're there. You are there. Talk to the ghost. Let it know it is welcome to stay if it leaves you and your family alone. That's a slippery slope, I think.
Why?
It just feels like if they slip up, does that mean, like,
It's like responding to a spam email. It's like, okay, listen, I'm not going to reach out to you anymore.
Yeah, and then before you know it, like, more ghosts show up, and you're like, hey, and he's like, how is me having a ghost party that you can't even vibe with, aside from, like, if you walk through one of us, you get cold? Like, how is that bothering you? Like, how am I being a nuisance to you right now? A living person.
Also, and bold to think that the concern here is the ghost doesn't know if it's allowed to stay or not.
Yeah. The narrative here is really shifting. But let's end it with this last bit, which is, remember, if the ghost does something scary, let it know you are upset and that if such behavior continues, it will not be tolerated. So just like, no.
Hey, listen, everyone's allowed to get frustrated. I understand that you're frustrated. I get that. You're allowed to be frustrated, but we do not swing the dog around the room while going, bloo-loo-loo. That's not okay. That's not how we express our feelings. Do you understand? Hey, look at me.
Hey, look at me.
We're talking. Are you listening? What did I just say?
We do not make a gooey portal on the ceiling.
Okay.
And pull the little girl through it. And then she lives in the TV now. Do you understand me? Do you hear me? Do you want to sit on the no-no step?
Yep.
Ghost?
Do you want to be in the no-no crypt?
You're going in the no-no crypt, Ghost, because you are not listening. We are trying to do what's best for you.
I see your eyes. That's a good choice. You made a good choice. I'm
very
proud
of you. Thank you, Ghost. I love you so much. And it's why I'm not like, I'm just disappointed, I guess.
Yeah. Listen, I think there's no such thing as a bad ghost. I think there's just a ghost that makes bad choices. You know what
that's
I mean, my man?
Point,
Let's make
Travis.
Some good choices around here. And yeah, we can watch some iPad. What do you want to watch? That's fine.
So, there's not really any good questions after this. A lot of people have, because we really have plumbed the depths at this point, and I don't know that there's much else to say. Like, if there's more to say about ghosts, like, we'll be the ones to discover it.
Yeah.
And not somebody on WikiHow. But that's just how to live in a haunted house. It's, you got to talk to the ghost about all the cool stuff that's happened since the 1930s, but then also don't talk to the ghost and don't go near it. Let it have its space. But if it does try to fuck around, then it'll kill it again or whatever that ghosts hate.
You know what no one talks about? The ghost flickers the lights and shit and like makes cold spots. And it's like, hey, man, that's my electric bill and my heating bill. Could you please not? Hey, you're scaring me. That's fine. You're messing with my financials. I just bought a house. Do you know how hard that is?
Yeah. Anyway, that's ghosts.
I'm having people over to my apartment for Halloween, and I've realized that I don't know any good ghost stories to tell. I want to set the tone for the evening with something scary, spooky, but I'm at a loss. Do you have any good ghost stories I can use? Alternatively, do you have a formula for a badass ghost story?
Oh, cursing.
That's from Uninspired in Arizona.
A badass ghost story?
Like a cool ghost story.
I think that no matter what, I like the idea of a formula. I don't like the idea of sitting here and trying to come up with a ghost story. That sounds like comedy poison to me.
But I mean, the formula is simple.
Formula we can work with.
The formula is simple, right? It's got to start with something like, oh, you know, it was blank years ago. Now, this is where it's tough, right? It can't be too recent. You can't see 3 years ago.
Oh, dude, was 6 months back ago. In March.
You've lived here since January. Yeah, I know. I was there when they all got killed.
I was all up in this.
I didn't tell you about this because not only is this a badass, scary ghost story, it's an embarrassing one.
But it also can't be so long ago. You can't be like 500 years ago in this very spot someone died.
Sure. 500 years ago.
Okay, cool, man.
Absolutely.
So let's just pick a year. 230, right?
No, I think that's too far.
That's way too far.
100. It was 83 years ago.
It has to be a round number, I think, because then it also is like, for some reason, it's like 100 years ago and goes like, ooh, an anniversary.
What about one? And you're like, let me tell you about the Holy Ghost. This guy.
That's pretty scary, actually. I did just get scared of being at a party and not happening.
You know, scares me is life without him.
That's the beginning of this. That's the beginning, obviously. The end of the story, no matter what, a common great element for a badass ghost story is if you keel over dead at the end of the story and a ghost comes out of your body and screams like, Happy Halloween! Okay. And like flips over the table with the dip.
It was 100 years ago and you had to drop down dead at the end.
Yes. Now, let me take it a little different. Okay. It starts like this. Okay. It was 1989 years ago, and a man, he died, and he was buried. But then, 3 days later, he came back from the grave. Read this literature. Scary, huh? Okay,
I am so distracted. I'm so distracted by the fact that you set this bit. You set this bit in 1989.
No, it was 1989 years ago.
Yeah.
Right, because he died when he was 33, Justin. So it couldn't be 2022 years ago. I had to do the math. I had to do the math.
We record with Cameron now, and Travis went to a sunken place.
Yeah, to get that math. Because at first I was going to say 99, and that wasn't it. That would put Jesus at a righteous 23. That was it. He was not cool anymore.
Everybody knows, the calendar begins on the exact day Jesus was born.
Yeah, dude.
Any other good ghost story?
100 years ago.
It was 100 years ago. One thing that I always think is very impactful in ghost stories is that someone is eating something that turns out to be a body part.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and then and the payoff is always like, this is, I think, the moment right before the death of fright is like, and it was fingers.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that's it. Wait, no, this is excellent. It was 100 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Something. And it was fingers.
And then, dead.
Dead.
I also think it helps if it's, like, relatable, if it sounds like it happened to someone, like, that you know, or, like, someone. And so, like, just point at anyone in the room and be like, they were there. They can tell you.
Yeah.
And then when they deny it, be like, maybe you're the ghost, right?
That's cool. Like, a second person sort of horror story. Justin almost drank the bad coffee.
I almost drank the bad coffee. You really need to tighten it up.
And it was fingers.
Oh, wait. Is there something in this bad coffee? Is there something in this? Open to the universe, bringing ideas to you. 100 years ago.
A guy threw a party in their apartment.
Dude, that was so
And general. everybody drank the punch, but he had put poison in it. And kind of like this punch that you've all been drinking.
Let's say it was my uncle.
Yeah.
100 years ago, my uncle.
Yes, because no one's going to challenge you on it because that would be rude because it's your uncle.
Yeah,
my parents
knows your uncle well enough to know if it really happened.
My dad was a real late baby. No, because my uncle was there 100 years ago. Yeah. My uncle was 70 years old when my dad was
100
born.
Years ago. My uncle, my very young, okay, 100 years ago, my 6-year-old uncle, and then it's like,
yeah, because he's 100,
he's
six now,
yeah,
he started living a good, clean life and exercising every day.
No,
but on a completely hold on,
unrelated,
on an unrelated. He stopped eating chicken fingers because they were real fingers.
Okay, that's so good. That's really good.
Boom, dead.
100 years ago, 100 years ago, my very young uncle.
This also sounds like a mnemonic device to remember. 100 years ago,
my very young uncle just ate chicken fingers, then stopped because they were human fingers.
But I never stopped eating the fingers. And now I have cardiac problems.
You're, but that's like a, you just added like a post-credits jump scare. That can't be after the end where you die of fright.
Yeah, and I was the uncle the whole time. And then you die of fright.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, then you die of fright.
Yeah.
That's got to be
And then you don't get up until everybody leaves the party.
Yeah.
That's also important.
And what's cool is like, on different holidays, you can use the story too. You just change different parts of it.
Yeah.
So for around Christmas time, you can be like, so it's 100 years ago, Santa Claus, and then something, 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 and then like be like, he's eating fingers. And then maybe you don't die at the end of that story because it's Christmas.
Yeah, you become more alive.
Let's take a quick break. Travis, I would prefer if you left.
Oh, okay.
I prefer Griffin and I do these alone.
Can I come back after the money zone?
Yes. But I would prefer that this money zone just be something for Griffin and I. Is that okay?
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, I need to use the restroom. So maybe Justin does it alone.
Oh, Griffin, you guys will be recording this in the future while I'm in the UK.
I do need to go to the bathroom.
That's something you can just say as you. Griffin. But like,
Hold on, let me figure this out. Because we're recording this early because Travis is not in America.
He's not, but right now he is.
Right now Travis is in America.
While we're recording this, yes.
When the episode comes out, he won't be in America.
Sure.
I need to pee now.
Kermit's just trying to calculate. He wants to make sure he's not going to piss on camera. He's really, really afraid that somehow
I need to go.
You can go pee now, and then also when you and Justin record the Money Zone later, if you need to pee then, you can also go pee then.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen to the episode when it comes out, and you get to this point in the episode, this exact point. Hi, Griffin. Yeah. You can pause your podcast player and go pee then as well.
Yeah, your options are limitless.
Yeah, there's no cause for concern, really.
But why wouldn't we do that? Oh, we don't have ads. Sometimes they come in a little hot, huh? Is that what the situation is?
Yeah.
That's one way of putting it. I'm going to flip it on you. We're recording early because we're so responsible.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have the ad copy yet.
Okay.
And so I was setting up a thing where you and I will record the ads.
We're
going to
do it alone because Travis isn't in America. Travis isn't in Ohio. Okay. Okay. Good.
Are you peeing your pants right now? You do have to tell him.
Wow. What a great episode so far that we recorded 100 years ago. This is Griffin. I'm flying solo for the ads today. Let's see if I still remember how this thing works. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. You stand out with a beautiful website when you use it. You engage with that audience of yours when you use it. And you can sell anything your heart could imagine. Your products, content you create, even your time. Sell your time. Sell it like in the Justin Timberlake movie, Just in Time. Every Squarespace website and online store comes with a suite of integrated features and useful guides that help maximize prominence among search results. So when people, Google Mark Ruffalo gym shorts, Mark Ruffalo in gym shorts, and that's your website's going to come up first if that's what it focuses on, and you used Squarespace to make it. You can sell pictures of Mark Ruffalo in gym shorts on an online store. Probably, actually, you can't do that because he would probably come after you. He's very litigious. And they have powerful blogging tools you can use to share photos of Mark Ruffalo wearing whatever he wears. You can categorize, share, and schedule your posts to make your content work for you. We've used Squarespace to make all of our joke websites and some of our real websites, and it could not be easier to use and easier to make something that looks real good. Head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Hey, and as long as I got you here, I want to tell you that today's episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save while shopping on your iPhone or your computer. We all do an online shop from time to time, and it feels so good when you get a little promo code in there. You feel like a treasure hunter. You feel like Nicolas Cage in the National Treasure movies. And Honey is there. Honey's like the, you know, kind of wisecracking sidekick of Nicolas Cage in those films, because Honey's going to help you just like automatically get the best promo codes, the best coupons that is out there, because it scours the internet for promo codes and it applies the best one that it finds right to your online cart. When you check out, the Honey button appears. All you have to do is click the Honey button, click apply coupons, and watch the prices dwindle away. Honey doesn't just work on desktop either. It works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari with your phone and save on the go. I've been buying some winter wear lately from brands online. And winter wear, it can get kind of pricey, I guess because they use more fabric. And I clicked the Honey button, and it found a little coupon code for me. I saved some bucks on it. And I did a celebration, a private celebration. Please don't ask me any questions about it. It was so easy to use, though. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/brother. That's joinhoney.com/brother.
Still got it.
I'm Jesse Thorne. On the next Bullseye, our annual Halloween Spectacular. We'll interview Anna Fabrega from Los Espookies, Monet Exchange from Drag Race, and the great R.L. Stine, creator of Goosebumps.
You know, I don't really get too deep into the real fears. It's a lot safer to do a dummy coming to life.
That's on the next Bullseye for MaximumFun.org and NPR.
What?
Uh-oh. Why is his room filling with smog and smoke?
But specifically smog. I don't enjoy this.
Haunted. It's like haunted smog and smoke is... it's a make pretend.
Oh.
I want to munch!
Squaw! Oh, I'm gonna put my hood up too.
I want to munch!
Squaw!
Welcome to Munch Squad, the podcast.
I have a hood too.
Did you see Count Donut? Travis did it like you did it.
That's wonderful.
You're my hero.
Welcome. It's a podcast.
Look, when I do it, it's like a... Like a, I'm Cornelio.
Pretty good.
Do you remember
very
him?
Funny, Griffin.
You ever watch that? Thanks. Thanks, Count Donut.
One great Beavis and Butthead reference.
Thanks. I love them.
Welcome to Munch Squad, the podcast within a podcast that profiles the latest and greatest in brand eating. My name is Count Donut.
We've established that.
And I'm here to talk to you about the latest innovations in the donut space. Before I indulge, does anyone have anything they'd like to say?
I like your beard.
Thank you.
Oh. It's new. Now that is weird because I thought Travis. Vampires don't like age or grow or change.
It's a Rogaine. I had it transplanted from somewhere else.
Oh. When you said it's a Rogaine just now, it's so fucking weird, but there's this other dude that comes around sometimes. I forget his name. It's something like Johnny Stink, but you sounded like him a little bit.
Can I ask you a question I've always wondered, Count Donut, as a vampire?
Yes. Let's dig into the lore.
Obviously, as a vampire, you don't age, and so your hair wouldn't grow, right? Your body wouldn't make. So if you get a haircut and you don't like it, is it just live forever, your hair cuts just get shorter and shorter until eventually all vampires shave their head bald like Nosferatu?
No, Travis. The hair is grown, but fed with blood. So I swallow the blood. And then,
but then that would
my excretions all through my follicles.
His hair.
But then your cells are making more hair, which means they're
no,
aging.
I'm directly excreting.
He pushes them out.
Oh, like a Play-Doh. Play-Doh fun
like a Play-Doh thing. Yeah, exactly. Fun guy. Yes, okay, like the Play-Doh fun guy.
That makes
Let's
all sense.
Talk
now.
About the pink box.
Like what?
Can you ate that last word,
Let
donut.
Let me try again. Let's talk about pink box.
Pink box?
Box?
Pink box. It's
that
a frequent
can't be.
Yes, it's a donut manufacturer based in the Las Vegas area.
Oh, of course it is.
Ghouls, goblins, and donut lovers alike can get into
I'm glad that they've stopped being stuck in a binary. Good job, Pinkbox.
Well done, Pinkbox.
Everybody, yes, can enjoy the spirit of Halloween with these not-so-scary but oh-so-delicious treats.
Be sure don't waste my time with this, Pinkbox. Scare my pants off with your baked goods,
stop, Dean, if you just want a very long list of creepy donuts of varying degrees of sanity, Pinkbox has you covered.
Oh, good.
First up is the vampire, which I said like Bill from True Blood for reasons that defy explanation. Vampire. It's a glazed raised ring with vampire teeth toy and what? Vampire decor.
Where? In the hole?
Where is it?
Did they give the whole teeth?
And they're not like edible teeth, right? These are plastic toy teeth. Please remove them before eating.
I'll have my assistant Beulah pull up an image for you. One moment, Beulah!
Well, this is new canon.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel.
Beulah!
About it.
Is this like a familiar situation? Does she
the donuts!
Yeah, actually, I see a little rat, and it's typing on a keyboard.
I don't know why she can't make it bigger.
Okay, so we're looking at all the donuts right here. I'm trying to...
Don't skip ahead. Okay. You see the vampire teeth vampire donut. Next up.
Oh, it does have a little bit more decoration than just shoving some fake teeth in it.
Yeah,
okay,
it's not just a glazed donut with teeth in the hole.
They're doing it's adorable. Vampire pool. It's a chocolate cake topped with chocolate buttercream covered with chocolate icing, Halloween sprinkles, and vampire decor, and it looks like human fecal.
Wait, hold on. Human vampire...
fecal matter.
No. The name of the... I thought you said vampire pool.
No, is vampire pool. And not the bear, delightful bear. Isn't it funny?
Did
how
you also
honey,
think
though?
He said pool, Travis?
I did.
Vampire pool.
Okay. I think my brain just...
Wouldn't vampire poo just be blood?
What it is yes. Oh, no, hair. We've covered.
Wait, hair comes out everywhere, not just the top of your head.
Vision pumpkin. Orange frosted raised shell topped with pumpkin decor.
That one's great. That's a dead-on pumpkin. I see
that. That looks great.
And you know what? What's great about that? Remove the little pumpkin leaf on the top. You can use that for March Madness. That's a basketball, baby.
That's a basketball right there.
I want now to continue to draw you through my tunnel of horrors. Next up... And Travis, I apologize in advance for Spider Ring.
It's actually very cute.
It is a pretty
cute.
It's a cute
purple frosted vanilla cake top with spider web decor and the spider ring.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that does nothing for me.
Creepy crawler. Orange frosted raised ring top with glazed cake peewees and spider decor.
That one I like.
That one's pretty cute, too, I like, actually.
One is called I See You, and it's a white frosted dokro topped with eyeball decor.
Well, that was
dokro, by the way, I believe dokro. I believe when they realized cronut was trademarked, they took some other scraps of the word.
Because dosan is also definitely taken.
Dosan is taken, so they just got in there and squished it all around. Like my good friend Frankenstein.
Hey, I just want everyone to know that I didn't see the real vampire donut, and now I'm back to hating it because it is just a glazed donut with teeth in the hole and two googly eyes on top of that.
Yeah.
And they can make the teeth whatever color they want. It still is a screaming donut that bites, that does bite back. And
now, but I do
miserable.
Want Count Donut to keep going because there's a couple on here that definitely don't seem connected to Halloween in any
No,
way.
Not at all.
Next up is Boo. It's a white frosted rays ghost filled with orange.
Snooze. Snort. Yeah, yes. Fine. Yeah, we see it. Next.
I'm going to tell you the description of this one. White frosted rays shell filled with lemon whip and topped with Jack Skellington decor. Now, I mention only this because the name of this donut is Jack Lemon, which... Which to me is such a strange choice.
They must have known. It's so specific. It has to be a reference.
This is the only reason you would choose this name is Jack Lemmon, who died in 2001.
This is the grumpier old donut.
Grumpy old donut.
Not even someone I would connect to Halloween.
This man was in a movie with Marilyn Monroe. You can't make my donut.
Also, there's no way Pinkbox got the rights to Jack Skellington.
They get the rights to Jack Skellington and Jack Lemmon for reasons that defy explanation. Why is it called Jack Lemmon? The Loopy Halloween, orange frosted raised bars topped with Fruit Loops and Captain Crunch.
Yeah, that's the one that's just like, they had some of those.
It looks like a coffin for a clown.
Okay.
Oh, they should have called it the clown coffin. That would have been something. Good.
But there's 13 donuts on here.
Frankie Bar.
They did not need that one.
They did not need this mini green frosted raised bar filled with Frankenstein decor. Then there's Strawberry Mummy. Strawberry frosted raised bar with mummy decor and the Halloween mummy. Uh-huh. A chocolate frosted raised shell with cookies and cream topped with Oreo crumble and mummy decor. And then lastly at the end, there's one called It's Your Birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. They don't want kids whose birthday it is.
You know, so many kids with Halloween birthdays, they don't get anything. Yeah. They get nothing.
They get no recognition. They get no attention. But now Pinkbox says, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
That's so good. That's great. Thanks, Pinkbox.
And thanks to me.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you,
as you know, I can only live for one night a year.
What?
I mean, yes, this is the one day I could walk about the earth.
And you used it with us.
And I spend it with you.
What are you going to do next?
I don't pity you, because for you, that time, you don't feel that time, you know?
It's well, like severance. Assume that, like, Griffin.
You go to sleep midnight 2022, Halloween, you wake up, you know, 1201.
I walk the earth every night trying the donuts that always cause me to retch immediately afterwards.
And then hair comes out.
Because I cannot tolerate them, despite my love for them. But this is the day that I could walk amongst the sunlight.
Yeah. Okay. That makes I understand now.
You should check out an aquarium if you have time.
Yeah. Do you know about like human stuff?
Sorry. What is an aquarium?
An aquarium is like a fish prison.
A water zoo.
What is a fish?
Oh well, this is actually really interesting because water there's not a scientific.
Kills me. So I much like a water kills me. So I'd have never seen a fish.
Okay.
Now, wait, hold on. Not even like in a book? Or like when you were alive at some point before you got turned.
What would I read? Why would I read? Why need I read?
But you didn't start off as like this spectral form, right? You were alive at some point.
I don't know why you're trying to tell Count Donut things about himself.
I forgot how to read, and I've never thought to relearn. I have no cause for knowledge. I thirst only for blood.
And donuts.
Have you seen a frog?
What? Sometimes I see a frog, and other times I have never seen a frog.
But you know what a frog.
I
know
see them sometimes, but it seems like there are more than I'm registering.
Hey, yeah, Count Donut, just so you know, that's the universal experience. There's not a human being on Earth that's seen every frog.
But I suspect sometimes they're in water, so I would have no awareness of that.
Okay, so now we're dealing with a sort of object permanence. When something goes in water.
It's a cruel trick of fate. I am permanent while the world around me spins chaotically and continues
Well,
to
no,
fall.
When the frog goes in the water, it's definitely still there. It's still there.
Yes.
Also, the earth rotation
Don't just
is
say,
pretty
Hold on,
sad.
Travis. Hold on, Travis. Don't just say yes.
People feel bad for me when I have not been on the show for a while, but truly they should feel bad for you because this is the one moment you exist when I am perceiving.
Oh,
you.
I see. Oh, no. Wow.
Right.
Count Donut, what a skewed view.
One thing about me. Hold on, I'm thinking. Yes. One thing about me is I lack object permanence. So you do not exist to me when I am not directly looking at you.
It's cool that you're aware of that. Like, that's a huge, that's a power in and of itself.
Yes. My wife, Drew Barrymore, reminds me every morning when I awaken.
Wait, what?
Yes. I live on a boat with Drew Barrymore.
So when you say you walk this earth trying donuts.
Well, I walk onto the pier and then I walk the earth, yes.
Okay. But
every night. And then you go back to your boat home.
Your boat home, which is about as close to living in the water as you can get.
You've never even looked over the side of your boat home and seen a fish. You've never been like, what's that in there?
I thought it was part of the water.
Oh, have you been to Red Lobster?
Red Lobster. I like the red part. I feel like if I ate crazy.
No, come on. This is a land-based restaurant business.
Drew Barrymore goes there.
I know she's. I've seen her at Red Lobster.
Even if you're not eating there, you would take her because you love her.
Yes, I have. Fine. Yes, we can do this like this if you like. I have been.
I do
want to
do this.
I have
okay,
been
cool.
Red Lobster.
So have you looked at the menu?
Highly craveable.
Yeah, great. Cheddar Bay biscuits. We love those. But like, you look at the menu.
Who must open the shrimp vortex every year, turning endless shrimp.
Okay,
must,
so you know
you
that
just
shrimp.
Said shrimp.
And
you just
slit my pot. Well, I create. Yes, they're crispy and broiled shrimp. The amazing miracle food that comes from the vortex. Every year during Endless Shrimp, I must slice open my palm and let 3 drops of my blood fall onto the tablet.
Yeah, we know.
And then the Endless Shrimp vortex can open.
It's every menu.
Skip this.
We know.
Yeah. Skip dialogue. Next, we know.
Okay. So the miracle is that this food, this miraculous food of shrimp, comes from the vortex, completely prepared.
No.
And from no discernible source.
No.
No. Shrimp lives in water for the most part, and so they are a type of fish. Technically speaking, they don't look. I don't want you to look at a shrimp and be like, "That's what a fish looks like." Because honestly, I would say they are kind of the exception to the rule. Most fish aren't like sort of curvy like that.
Travis,
yeah,
are you? Oh, you're Travis Griffin.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you telling me? Are you telling me they have souls? If they have souls, then I am surely damned. No. There is no god on any plane that would forgive the number of shrimp that I have summoned from the vortex if they possess souls. Hey,
let me comfort you there, Count Donut.
There is no
There's no fucking way shrimps got souls.
Yeah, there's no way. They barely, you know... They're like one. The fact that they move is all that separates them from like a carrot.
You're telling me shrimp don't have souls?
No way.
Then how do they reach shrimp heaven?
Thanks, everybody. I really appreciate you listening to our podcast.
My brother and me. Yeah. It was all building to this.
The prestige is that I turned down my hood and transformed back into your brother. Justin, and I hope you had a really instructive
time. Make the mouth hole donut go the fuck away, please.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It is. There's something about the placement of the eyes that did make that look like it was screaming, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Do you what if you don't take the teeth out? That seems like a big risk, actually. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to our podcast, my brother and me. We hope I hope Travis is having a good time.
Oh, I'm sure I am. I'm in a castle. That's my natural habitat.
And I hope that you will come see our shows if you would like to do that. Travis, please help.
Yes. So we have rescheduled dates for our San Jose and Denver shows, which we're very excited about. April 27th, San Jose, California, Adventure Zone with Abria Iyengar. Then we have San Jose, My Brother and Me on April 28th. My Brother and Me in Denver on April 29th. So get those tickets, and if you already have them, all existing tickets for rescheduled shows will be honored for the new dates. Refunds for those unable to attend the new dates will be available at point of purchase. So you can go get those tickets soon if you want to come to the Able shows, and if you already have, you can just hold on to them. Right. Sound good? Great.
That's great.
Also, don't forget, in November, we've got shows coming up in Cincinnati, Detroit, and Washington, D.C., including a Adventure Zone in Washington, D.C., with guest DM Brennan Lee Mulligan playing Dadlands 2.0. Go check out all the great merch over at McRoyMerch.com. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Montaigne, they are currently on tour now, shredding Australia. Saw a clip of Montaigne playing our theme song on a stage and people bouncing to it. It was very life affirming. So Thank you for that. And thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. It's a good time. We're having a great time over here. And then that's it for the show.
All right. Griffin, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Griffin, I don't even think my Halloween present to you is that I'm going to let you have the final bit and you just kind of say like an inspirational. But in this case, it could also be like spooky. Not scary, but spooky.
Okay. Okay, here it comes. When light... I had to gin up a whole mummy's maze.
Whoa, that wasn't prepared?
No, of course it wasn't fucking prepared, Travis. Did you not hear that sometimes I use this like tone of voice that's like kind of like he's doing his not smart voice. And that's me like just sort of trying to buy myself time. But now you guys are having me do an additional thing at the end of the episode on top of the mummy's maze. That was like 10 minutes of good content. So when you guys do this to me, you're basically saying like, hey, Griffin, we know that you've been doing most of the content this episode.
Justin was Count Donut for like 25 minutes.
That was good, but I feel like we helped with Count Donut. Yeah,
okay, I want to actually suggest this. It's a Halloween episode. We should do an impromptu who did the least. At the end of each episode, we should actually, instead of putting it on Griffin every time, just decide who did the least.
Who did the least?
Well, for my own personal reasons, which I don't need to go into, I'm not wild about that idea. it's not important why.
Okay. I will close it out this time and just say that you can always go trick-or-treat. No matter how old you are, if you got a costume,
are home or not.
But do it all by rules and laws, but you can always trick or treat. How successful it'll be, I don't know. But you can always do it, unless it's like a gated community where the HOA is like, please, come on, can we not? But that's my inspirational thing. You can always trick or treat.
Okay. It's more of an observation.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.